Hussein is for me and I am from Hussein. I am from Hussein.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of the channel, welcome to the Silsila Excellence of Muharram. In today's episode, we will learn about the event of the Battle of Karbala. Before we go and learn about the event of the Battle of Karbala, let's go and learn about the blessings of reading the Ruud upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who reads the Ruud upon me 80 times on a Friday, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us have heard about the Battle of Karbala, but do we know what actually happened on this day? So inshallah, in today's episode, we will summarize the event of Karbala, why it happened and when it happened. So this event happened on the 10th of Muharram, on the day of Ashura. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who grew up in the lap of the master of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What happened was that when the father of Yazid, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, passed away, his son Yazid took over as the leader. But he was a very disgraceful person, very unrespectable person in the society. He indulged in alcohol, merrymaking, and many immoral activities. He was 35 years of age on the ascension of the seat of the caliph. During his 4-year reign, he abused power. He oppressed the impious tyrant, sent people to force people throughout the Muslim world to take allegiance to him. He used all means possible like bribery, coercion, pressure, threats, force to get people to accept him as a leader. And many other Islamic things started to take place. Things which were against Sharia, which were not allowed in Islam. He started to put these things into place. As he took the office of Caliph, Yazid sent the governor of Medina, Walid bin Uqba, to demand allegiance for Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That get Imam Hussein to accept me as a leader, do bayah to me, accept me as a leader. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, he voiced his concerns and he said that I will not accept the hand of a tyrant. I will not put my hand in the hand of a tyrant. I will not accept him as a leader. He was warned of the consequences of not accepting Yazid as the leader. Yazid knew that the failure to get Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala support would mean that he would never get the support of the people of Madinatul Munawwara. He was blinded with fury, commanded to force Imam Hussein to cooperate, and if he still refused, then he would be beheaded. No amount of threats could make Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala accept Yazid as a leader. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala consulted with his loyal companions and family, and they advised him to migrate to Makkah, which they decided to do. The people of Kufa, who were supporters of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, got to know about the death of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. They also heard that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala had refused to swear allegiance to Yazid. So they decided to call upon him. They said to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala that you don't accept Yazid, we don't accept Yazid either, come to Kufa and you become the rightful caliph. We will accept you as the caliph. He received an abundance of letters inviting him to Kufa. He consulted with his companions. Some of his companions said, yes, let's go. Some said, no, the people of Kufa, they are known for betrayal. Don't go to Kufa. In some letters, people stated that if you do not come on the day of Qiyamah, we will say to Allah Almighty that we asked you to come to save us from Yazid, but you did not come. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala decided to go as he thought that if my grandfather asks me that when my ummah needed you, why didn't you go? So he decided that I would go and help. The people are calling me, I would go and help. And they decided to go to Kufa. A lot of the companions told them about the people of Kufa were known for betrayal. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala decided to send one of his cousins, Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, to assess the situation in Kufa and take allegiance on behalf of Imam Hussein. So he said, you go and you go see what is the actual situation. Are people willing to accept me as a leader, or will they betray me as they have betrayed in the past? Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, when he went there, he was warmly received, and approximately 14,000 people took allegiance to Muslim bin Aqil on behalf of Sayyid Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala on the first day. 14,000 people. When Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, he saw this, he wrote a letter to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, saying that the people are here, they're with you. They are with you, so come to Kufa. When Yazid's spies had been informed about Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala in Kufa, his support there and the hospitality he received, Yazid supporters advised him to replace Numan bin Bashir, the governor of Kufa, who was sympathetic towards the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he accepted, in accordance with his ministers' advice, and dismissed Ibn Bashir and placed Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad in his place as both heads of Kufa and Basra. Yazid instructed Ibn Ziyad that do whatever you need to do to get Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala allegiance to me. What happened when Ibn Ziyad was going, the people of Kufa was expecting Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala to come. So they thought that this Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, he was Imam Hussein. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad covered his face and he went into Kufa. And the people thought this is Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and they started kissing the hands of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad realized that the people were in favor of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and Imam Hussein had the power in Kufa. Ibn Ziyad went to Numan bin Bashir and told him that Yazid had ordered him to step down and that now he would be the new governor of Kufa. Ibn Ziyad ordered an arrest warrant for Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala to be brought to him. When they came to arrest him, they were not able to arrest him. In other words, a fight was put up and they were not be able to arrest him. Then Ibn Ziyad said that, we don't want to fight you. Come and sit down, let's discuss the situation. Let's talk about it calmly and not have a war. Muslim bin Aqil rahmatullah alayhi thought the situation could be resolved and decided to go and meet Ibn Ziyad. It is stated that before Muslim bin Aqil went to meet Ibn Ziyad, 40,000 people had taken bayah with Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala for Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. 40,000 people. What happened? Ibn Ziyad called a meeting and warned people of the consequences of those who would go against him. He said, this would happen, this would happen, this would happen. All the people of Kufa became scared and started to leave Muslim bin Aqil rahmatullah alayh. When Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala was going towards Ibn Ziyad, there were only 1,000 to 1,200 people who left with him. 40,000, now after getting scared, 1,000 to 1,200 people were left with him. When Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala led the Jamaat in the masjid, on the way there, only 500 people were left. 40,000 to 1,000 to 1,200, then when he was leading the Salah, 500. And when Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala done Salah of the Salah, and when he looked behind, there was nobody left. For 40,000, nobody was left. So Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, he went to Ibn Ziyad's palace alone. Ibn Ziyad had two people hidden behind the doors of the palace, and as soon as Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala entered, he was martyred. He was made an example of. And people were shown that if you go against Yazid, this is what will happen. After receiving the letter, remember that Muslim bin Aqil had sent a letter to say to Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein was already on the way because he had received the letter saying that 14,000 people, he had already received that letter, that so many people are with you, come to Kufa. So Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala with his family, ladies, children, they got together and they went towards Kufa. Remember, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was not going for a battle, was not going for any type of war. He made a stop and dispatched a messenger with a letter to the Kufans stating that he was on his way. The messenger was captured and also martyred as well. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala met the travelers on the way coming from Kufa. They informed him about the turn of the events. They said that the Kufas are no longer with you. They have martyred Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala. Remember when Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was a young child, it was known the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he would be martyred on the plains of Karbala. It was known throughout the Muslim world that he would be martyred on the plains of Karbala. So what happens? That Ibn Ziyad received the news of Imam Hussein's arrival. He assigned Hud bin Yazid and 1,000 soldiers to keep a watch on Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and not let him enter into Kufa. Imam Hussein confronted Hud and inquired who he was. Hud told Imam Hussein that I have a lot of respect for you and the Ahlul Bayt, but I have been ordered to keep an eye on you and deliver you to Ibn Ziyad. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala replied that the Kufas had called him. Hud did not have any knowledge of such invitation. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala showed him letters and look, people have called me to Kufa. Then it was a time for Salah. The Muazzin gave the Azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he was asked that to Hud, will you read Salah with us or on your own? They all read Salah together behind Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. The Asr Salah was offered. After the Asr Salah, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, he addressed the congregation, saying that he had come on their invitation and if they wished that he would go back. If you don't want me to come, I'll go back. And if you're not going to support me and the righteousness, I will go back. Hud replied that he would send a request to Ibn Ziyad to permit them to move to another place outside of Medina and Kufa. Ibn Ziyad's reply was that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala should not be allowed to take refuge at any fort or fertile place. That wherever there's fertile ground, don't let Imam Hussein stay there. Hud conveyed the news to Imam Hussein, saying that he could only allow them to camp in an open place in the desert. Imam Hussein asked people, what is the name of this field? When he was told that this is the place of Karbala, he knew that this is the place where his grandfather sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that he would be martyred. So he knew the khabar, the ilm ghaib that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave many years ago, this is that place. It was Thursday, the 2nd of Muharram. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his followers pitched camp at a place called Karbala. In the meantime, Ibn Ziyad saw that Hud was becoming lenient towards Ahlul Bayt, so he sent another army with Amr bin Saad and said, don't listen to anything and bring Imam Hussein to me. Amr bin Saad arrived. They were ordered to confront Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala warned about the spiritual consequences of taking up arms against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family. But material promises and greed for wealth and power blinded Hud, and he had paid no heed to the advice given. So Imam Hussein was telling them, are you really going to do this to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Imam Hussein put forward different conditions that he should be left alone to return to where he came from. He should be allowed an audience with Yazid to settle the matter. Or he should be allowed to go back to the border and be left alone. Amr bin Saad wrote to Ibn Ziyad explaining these proposals. Ibn Ziyad looked upon the proposals favorably, but Shimr stopped Ibn Ziyad. By poisoning his mind, he told him that if he left Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala out of his grip without getting the oath of allegiance to Yazid, Yazid would be upset with him. Ibn Ziyad ordered Shimr to go personally to Amr and instruct him to complete the surrender of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So, in other words, the enemies of Islam, the enemies only wanted the allegiance of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala asked, when he saw the enemy forces coming, he asked Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala to request a few days grace so he could supplicate and read Salah. The grace was granted. The request was granted. Imam Hussein addressed his supporters. He told them that those who wanted to leave, go, that their drift, their fight is with me, not with you. Anybody wants to go, you can go. Once he said, I'll put out the campfires, the lights, anybody wants to go, can go. But they all stood by Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. The entire night was spent offering prayers, invoking forgiveness to Allah Almighty, and weeping and crying. Negotiations were continuing between the leadership of the two parties. On the 7th of Muharram, Yazid put 500 horsemen on the riverbank and stopped the water supply for 3 days. So first they were there on the plains of Karbala, then They were without water. The water supply was cut off. For 3 days, they had no water. Finally, the day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram came. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his supporters had gone without food or water for 3 days. The infant son of Imam Hussein, Ali Askar, was thirsty. And the mother did not have a single drop of milk left to nurse her child. The Fajr Azad goes off. Prayers are done on both sides. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala prostrates his head to Allah Azza wa Jal and made an additional supplication for patience for them. The battle strategy was discussed and the flag was given to Sayyid Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala mounted his animal, went to the enemy camp and tried to speak sense to them. The Imam Hussein said, "You want to kill me? Tell me, why do you want to kill me? What have I done that you want to kill me? Have I done anything wrong? Have I taken your wealth? Have I fought with you? Tell me why you do this to me. Why are you against me? Why do you want to do this to me?" Standing against Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala were the same people who wrote letters to Imam Hussein asking him to come to Kufa. He said, "Didn't you write a letter to me? Didn't you ask me to come?" And those same people were standing against Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, but they denied it. They were untruthful. They denied sending any letters to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. They all put their heads down in shame and denied it. Then many things happened and finally the battle took place. There was a force of 22,000 approximately was ready to stay the ground of Karbala. Then it was a time one by one after each of the family members went into the battle of Karbala, the time came for the son of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, who was known as Tasveer Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People would look at Hazrat Ali Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and think that they were looking at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was also martyred on the plains of Karbala. Finally, then it was a time of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala to go into the battlegrounds of Karbala. It was only Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala who was very ill and couldn't stand up properly. Sayyidina Zainul Abidin asked permission to enter the battleground by Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and said that it is my destiny that I will be martyred on the plains of Karbala. You stay here, son, and look after the ladies of our family, and I have faith and trust in Allah that our family and generations will continue through you. So all the sayings of today are from the generation of Sayyidina Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala. So now is the time for Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala to enter the battleground. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala had the Imamah Sharif of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he wore, the armor of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, which he wore, the sword of his father Shere Khuda Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, which he took in his hand and got on his horse and went into the battlefield. Imam Hussein tried to talk to the enemies that look at who I am. I'm the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would you say to my grandfather? But they did not listen and wanted to continue the battle. One by one the enemies came and eventually Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was from all four sides. He was attacked and brutally martyred on the plains of Karbala. And this was the event that took place. That if Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did not give this sacrifice on the battlefield of Karbala, then the antics of Yazid would have carried on. And Islam would not have been where we are today. That Islam would not have got to us if Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did not give this sacrifice. My question is to you, what sacrifice have we given? Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala gave approximately 72 of his family members. I ask you, can you sacrifice 72 hours, 3 days to travel in the Madri Kafila? 72 hours is all you're asking for. In 1 month, 72 hours go, travel in the Madri Kafila, stay in the masjid, learn about Imam Hussein and the Qurbani he gave. Learn about the event of Karbala. You know, we should teach our children about these and teach them about the sacrifice which had to be given to get Islam where it is today. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we have learned today, may we act upon that. May we have the mindset to give Qurbani as Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala had the mindset to give everything he had in the way of Islam. We can't give everything we have. We don't need to. Today, what does Islam need? When Islam needed our lives, Imam Hussein gave it. When Islam needed money, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala gave everything he had in the way of Islam. What does Islam need today? Islam needs our time. To learn Islam, to learn our religion, give time to yourself, give time to your children, give time to read the Quran, give time to read Salah, give time to learn ilm al-deen. This is what Islam needs from us today. Give your time to make yourself better Muslims. Prepare for your akhirah. Prepare for your graves. Think daily of the sacrifice which Imam Hussein gave. And think that where would we be without the sacrifice? I started off with how Yazid was. That could have been where we are today if Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did not give this sacrifice. So please, my dear viewers of the channel, sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. The last month of the Islamic year is sacrifice. The first month of the Islamic year is sacrifice. Sacrifice your time in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal to become a better Muslim and make our children better Muslims. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we have learned today, may we act upon that, may we pass on to others, and may we all become better and pious Muslims. Ameen. Bijahid Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hussein is from me and I.